Thank you again for stopping by SilverSpeculator.com. Want to give you three top speculations for 2017, early 2017, January. Number one, imagine that there was a dispute with Barrick on the Pascua-Lama project, and you had the inside track. You knew who had entered into the dispute, and you had all of the data that's publicly available to make a, let's say, wise, quote-unquote, speculative investment. This one is by far the most speculative of the three I'm going to mention today, but it's also probably the most lucrative. Right now, as I'm making this video on the 2nd of January, 2017, the company that is in this legal dispute regarding this project is halted, which means you cannot buy shares. Now, people that listened to us last year at the Vancouver Resource Conference learned about this situation and do have shares, some of them, in this highly speculative situation. When those shares are available, of course, we will send out on our exclusive alert system to you, our paid members, and let you know if and when they become available. And I think that they will in short order. So enough said on that. Let's move on to the next one. The second speculation is a company that we have held in the speculative category for a very long time. And I'll be honest, it certainly hasn't performed to our expectations. But now in early 2017, this company will be producing silver, and it is a silver project that is world class. It will start small and deliberately, but the return on capital should be sufficient to bring this company back up to where we think it belongs. In other words, if it reaches what its peer group does for a small producer, it would indicate actually a 20-fold increase in share price. I'm going to be conservative because of the situation, meaning it's yet to prove itself. Secondly, it's in an area that is not considered to be the greatest jurisdiction, although I'm very confident that it's a good jurisdiction and it's that part of it has discounted the share price. So even if you go up to half that amount, it'd still be a 10-fold increase if it were to achieve half of what its peer group does. It also has energy exposure, and it also had, at one time, some exposure to the PGM. So I'll leave it at that. Certainly should pique your curiosity. It's available now, and more, of course, is for our members only, part of the website. And a third speculative situation actually falls out from another speculative situation that we had in the Morgan Report, which means that if you already own this particular company, this one is going to be spun off, if and only if the shareholders approve the spinoff. And that leaves a window of opportunity for anybody watching this video that's not a members only part of the Morgan Report website to become a member and learn about this opportunity. I cannot give you more information. It's actually illegal because I can only give you information that's already in the public domain. Let me just state that the people that are aware of this opportunity are some of the best known, most highly recognized, and most prized individuals in the gold and silver space. Enough said, all the information is available. It is to be determined because it does require a vote on current shareholders to spin this company off, but there's no reason to not presume that it will go and go smoothly because it's a benefit to both the parent company and the spinoff group as well. So that's it. I want to wish everyone a great 2017, and I want you to kickstart into these high-powered, highly speculative, high-reward situations for your portfolio and get this thing rocking and rolling so that you can talk about these three or at least two of these investments that you learned about early in 2017.